Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to Gold Cup Network. We're from the point, blog talk and radio show. Welcome. My name is Kwame Benton, and I am having some technical difficulties here this morning with my laptop. It doesn't seem to want to work pretty well. Today is June 19th. 2020, Friday, here in Richmond, Virginia. And today is Juneteenth, which is being celebrated all throughout the United States on this day. Because on this day, in 1865, the Union Army rode into Galveston, Texas, to inform the enslaved Africans that the Civil War was over and that they were free, that they were no longer property of another man. And so today is being celebrated as the end of slavery in the United States for the enslaved African. And if you notice, the title of this radio podcast is Slavery Didn't End in the United States in 1865, 1867. It just didn't end because the 13th Amendment, if you read the 13th Amendment of the United States Constitution, it clearly states that slavery never ended. Now, a lot of people don't know what the 13th Amendment says because we basically don't know what the Constitution says. But the 13th Amendment clearly says, let's see here, Section 1, neither slavery or nor involuntary servitude except as a punishment for a crime hereof, the party shall be duly convicted, shall exist in the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Let me repeat that. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to her jurisdiction. So in other words, slavery never ended in the United States, okay? It has never ended in the United States. There's a documentary that you may want to take a look at on YouTube called Slavery by Another Name. So thousands and thousands and thousands of African people. And when I say African people, I'm talking about black people. You know, those who were enslaved, those who, whoever you are on the planet, I consider us African people, okay? You could be in Jamaica, you could be in Barbados, or in America. I would consider myself, if anything other than African, I would be an American African or Jamaican African. But we are African people. And we need to understand that, you know, because we here in this country and no other country are we treated as first-class citizens. Outside of Africa, there's a country called Brazil. It's got more African people, African descent than any other country outside of Africa. And they're catching hell right now today. You know, there was a great man named Marcus Messiah Garvey who organized an organization called the Universal Negro Improvement Association, African Members League, to uplift our people on a global scale so that we could do for ourselves and wouldn't have to depend on others to do what we could do for ourselves. You know, President Trump is doing a rally tomorrow in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where we had the first Black Wall Street that they call that was burned down by the colonizers because we're prospering, doing for ourselves. You see, left alone, we could accomplish anything. But every time we seem to get a foot up, another foot gets put on our neck. I know a lot of people are celebrating the day and are happy and all that stuff. Yes, go ahead and celebrate. I'm not trying to spoil your party, spoil your celebration. And yeah, acknowledge the fact that our people were freed from physical bondage. But we've been basically in economic, educational, medical, healthcare, housing. We've been in those type of bondages ever since before 1865 and long after that. In the 60s, we had a civil rights movement, you know, which we really should have been human rights, you know, because we have been denied our rights for so very long in this country and in other countries. So today is Juneteenth, celebrated on June 19th. In June, every year, the governor of Virginia wants to make Juneteenth a holiday, a state holiday now. You know, he's the one that was caught wearing blackface when he was back in college. He denied. First, he admitted that he was at war. Then, I guess, somebody got to him and said, "Nah, man, don't admit that you did it." You know. And ever since then, he's been trying to, make amends for his ignorance, you know, his blatant disrespect for our people and our culture. Okay, I think I'm getting back online with my computer now. But, so that's why I entitled this particular podcast, Slavery Did Not End in the United States, because it just changed stripes for a better description. Because you see, what happened was right after that, they started coming with these laws. You can go to prison just for being on a corner. You can go to prison for not having a job. Yeah. And what happened is, you go to prison, and there would be a fine. They would lease you out to a private company to work. To work. And a lot of us couldn't afford never to pay that fine. We could never pay that fine. So what happened? A lot of us died. Thousands and thousands of African men and women and children died in the gold mines, in the fields, on the railroad tracks, doing all this labor to build the wealth of this country, 1865, well into the 20th century. There was this thing called the Pianist Law. So it was basically illegal for them to do that, to incarcerate you because you're unable to pay a fine. But they continue to do that for decades after decades after decades. The federal government knew they were doing it, but did nothing to stop it until the civil rights movement took effect. And then they kind of stopped. You know, well, I guess we've made enough wealth off the backs of these so-called freed African people. So now we can stop violating federal law, the Pianist Law. But guess what? They're still doing it today. They're doing it in other laws. For example, you have a person who has a court order to pay child support. And say they lose their job and they can't pay it. Well, because they don't consider it a fine, they can actually lock this person up because they can't pay child support because they can't find a job. Now, who has the most difficulty finding jobs in the United States? Who's paid less than everybody else in the United States when they do work on a job? And who catches more hell from their boss than any other people in the United States? We African people. We are still subjected to racism. A lot of people want to call it white supremacy, but I don't like to use that word because white people are not superior at all over us, period. So I don't like to use that word at all. I use the word racism because it is systematic racism that's been in place since the 1600s in this country. And has kept a foot on our neck, a foot on our back, not allowing us to fly like the eagles that we are. So a lot of us think that we are chickens and act like chickens. Yeah, there's a book you might want to take a look at. It's a real small book. It's called The Eagles Who Thought They Were Chickens. Can't quite remember the name of the author. It's a quick read. You know, because like Marcus Garvey said, people without the history is like a tree without roots. We can't prosper, we can't live. So we need to learn our history, our real history. And that a lot of these holidays that we celebrate are basically like Shaka Musabara Sharma said, mental genocide. He has a book called African People and European Holiday, a mental genocide. I'm not saying Juneteenth is a European holiday, but we must understand that we were liberated, but we're still not free. We have political prisoners right now today in prison. Omar Abdul-Jabbar, Dr. Malachi York. The name goes on and on and on for people who fought for our liberation and tried to free us completely in the 60s, 70s, and the 80s. And some of them even got murdered, like Khalid Malcolm Martin. The list goes on and on. Sandra Bland. I mean, you can just name so many people who were murdered in this country for standing up for peace. And they don't kill us physically. They can kill us economically. Man called Paul Robeson. Man called Colin Kaepernick. Study our history. Because like Marcus Garvey said, people without their history, it's like a tree without roots. Love y'all. We'll be back here Monday. I know this is not a normal subject, but I felt compelled to share this bit with you today. My name is Kwame Benton. Be safe, be well, live long and prosper, and grow your wealth, which is the best we can do. Peace.